evening, ladies and gentlemen. As we sit here, the sun is setting over the great Rocky Mountains in Denver, Colorado. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and thank you for joining us this hour. I think each week we learn a little more, we share a little more, we get closer to the integrity of what this nation is all about, and I'm really honored and I'm appreciative of your listening and your voices, and certainly the emails that are coming in. Each week, we cover several facets of what I call the greatest crisis facing America since the Civil War, and that is the fracturing and the balkanization and the loss of a single language and the cohesive aspect that's kept this nation, the United States of America, for 231 years. And as it gets separated and fractured by what I call a human Katrina, all of us, whatever our race, creed, or color, whatever our region in this country, are going to become victims and or survivors of this human Katrina, both legal and illegal immigration, as it swamps this nation's ability to sustain itself. And each week I bring individuals in here who already see this thing, already know about it, who already understand the ramifications. And this week on newswithviews.com, rinse.com, Morty's Cabin, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, American Chronicle, and many other websites, humanevents.com, you'll be seeing some of my columns, Treachery Against American Civilization, Undermining American Civilization, has been published all over the country now. You can Google it if you want or go to News with Views. And I have just finished today the last part of the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And that series is deadly serious, deadly sobering, and it explains every aspect of what we face as a civilization. Can you imagine Easter Island and all those soon-to-be-doomed inhabitants of Easter Island, or the Mayan civilization, or even the civilization of Western Colorado, where they had the stone dwellings out there in Western Colorado? They were doomed to go into extinction. What caused it? Well, we know what's causing it here in the United States, and as a historian of it, and the experts who already understand it, I mean, Lindsey Grant wrote a book called Too Many People. Paul Ehrlich, of course, wrote The Population Bomb. Peter Brimelow wrote Alien Nation. Pat Buchanan wrote State of Emergency. Tom Tancredo wrote In Mortal Danger. I think that other great writer, wrote A Clash of Nations, or A Clash of Country, or Who Are We? That's what he wrote. Samuel, I can't remember his last name. Anyway, each and every one of us are facing this great crisis, and it depends on what we do today as to what happens tomorrow. And what we do today will make a difference on what happens to our children tomorrow. So I hope that each and every one of you is listening tonight. Get that pencil and paper out, because we're going to have a guest on that's going to continue with this part of the series, and he will bring his expertise to the microphone. And in the meantime, we're facing that bill, the Gutierrez-Flake bill, or the McCain bill with Kennedy, that's going to add 100 million people to this country in just 33 years. So I invite you to bring on your thinking cap, take that pencil and paper down, bring those questions to us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Frosty Woolridge, your host from Denver, Colorado. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back to these commercial breaks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Good, The Bad, and certainly The Ugly, and probably the ugliest thing to happen to this republic in the last 231 years is the newest amnesty, mass immigration legalization bill, various names, Senate Bill 1348. It gets morphed into other numbers. Flake Gutierrez, Specter, Martinez, Hagel, Kennedy, McCain, you name it, this thing is ugly, it's bad, and it will never be good for America. And in fact, it's going to be proven, if it passes, to be not even good for all the illegal aliens in this country. Because what it's going to do is ensure that we add no less than 100 million people to the United States of America in 33 years. We just added 100 million in the last 42 years. How'd you like to add another 100 million in 33 years? And Robert Rector of the Heritage Foundation, who spoke in front of Congress and who has one of the great minds and certainly the great organizations behind him, said that if this thing passes, it'll cost American taxpayers $2.3 trillion. In other words, a fiasco. And that fiasco is going to manifest also, he said, in the fact that this thing will add 103 million people to the United States by 2027. That's only 20 years from now, ladies and gentlemen. So if you think this thing is just a soft pedal, or this is going to be a big break for, or this is going to change anything or make it better, everything in this bill is against everything that's American, everything that's the USA, everything that has to do with the law, has to do with language, has to do with our culture. this country is going to be swamped. And this evening, once again, our guest is a physicist. He's an engineer. He's a former military man. He's a man I've ridden with on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride. He is a statistician. He has a highly articulate scientist's mind, and he understands all of the ramifications of what we face if we had another 100 million people. And he's working off the series that I have been writing now for 36 weeks, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And we're going to deal tonight with Part 3, Losing Land Fast. Welcome to the show, Don McKee, and thanks for joining us, sir.
It's my great honor, Frosty. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, you and I both know we crossed this great land, and for all of you out there, if you want to have a great laugh and you want to have a lot of fun, go see the movie with John Travolta and I think Lawrence Martin and Smalley and certainly Tim Allen called Wild Hogs. I've already seen it three times and lots of fun, and as a matter of fact, Don McKee has just ridden his motorcycle all the way from Denver, Colorado, up to Hyder, Alaska in just the last 12 or 13 days. And he's back just yesterday from this amazing journey where he got Hyderized up there. That's a secret ritual that all motorcyclists have to go through once they get there. And it's one of the fastest trips to get to the southernmost part of Alaska through what I call a Valley of Glaciers. I've done a story for it, and I'm going to do another one for Rider Magazine for all of you out there that have been reading my stuff on Rider for the last 27 years. And anyway, do you have any things to say about that fantastic trip up there to Hyder, Alaska, Don?
You know, Frosty, you've been there, so you can appreciate this. Words just don't do it justice. The Canadian Rockies are magnificent. The people are marvelous. It is just a stunning opportunity to get a shift in your life, and I'm thrilled. I'm still on cloud nine.
You know, one of the things that you, I'm sure, saw as you were riding from Musiadin Junction there all the way to Stewart, British Columbia, and then into Hyder, the friendliest little ghost town in the world. It's got a big sign up there over Hyder, Alaska, the friendliest ghost town. As you rode past, and now that road, of course, is now paved, but when I first rode it in 77 and certainly in 80 and 83, it was all gravel. And you rode past the Bear Glacier. Now, when I took a shot of that for the cover of Rider Magazine back in 80, that Bear Glacier was right up on the road. And today, how far back from the road is it?
I'd guess maybe a mile and a quarter, mile and a half.
That's exactly right. Within 20 years, that thing has retreated at least a mile. And I don't know if you've ever seen that shot, but it's right on my adventure wall. I mean, I've got my hand sticking out, and I'm virtually counting the giant crevices and the turquoise blue ice. And the whole cover of the magazine has the two motorcycles, and my brother and I are standing there, and that massive a glacier is right there up close and personal. You can feel the cold coming right off it because it was no more than about, I don't know, about 100 feet or 150 feet from the roadway when I first saw it there back in 77. And so, as you can imagine, those glaciers are melting all over the world right now for the climate change that's occurring. And in fact, tonight, George Bush even got serious, although they say he's just doing some smoke and mirrors, but realizing that we're facing quite a horrendous consequence as we continue to add people and add greenhouse gases. But the one thing that you enjoyed was the fact that, Canada and the Rockies, Mount Robeson, and, of course, all those Kootenay and Banff, and, oh, my gosh, you rode through some very pretty country.
I did, and it was a refreshing reminder of the things that we have that are so precious and so revered, and how by careless management, by lack of strategic planning, we can shift ourselves out of the opportunity to spend time in nature like that and into the opportunity to spend time elbow to elbow, which is not to say anything against anybody, but it's just not clever.
Yeah, it really isn't. And as we go through this hour this evening, we're going to be talking about losing land fast. And ladies and gentlemen, want you to understand that some of these figures are so shocking that you got to think that, my gosh, this is right out of science fiction. Let me give you a couple of points here, but part three of the next added 100 million Americans is titled Losing Land Fast. Here in Colorado, in just the last 10 years, we've jumped 1.3 million people. And in that time, we have paved over and concreted 1.65 million acres of prime farmland throughout the Front Range of Colorado. In other words, it's all gone under concrete and asphalt. It's all part of malls, roads, and whatnot. And as a matter of fact, from 1990 right through to 2007, well over 100,000 acres of land have been developed in Colorado each year, plowed up and put under concrete and asphalt, stuck into, of course, all these cookie-cutter homes and all these sprawl and all the other things that are going on. And the Denver Post, just last year, had a piece on what's going to happen by 2022, and the astounding figure of 3.1 million more acres will be put under concrete and asphalt and under development by 2022 here in the state of Colorado, and we're only expected to grow by another 1 or 2 or 3 million, about 2 million by that time, on our way to adding 6 million. And so that's what's happening here. But, Don, I'm pretty sure you're aware that California is going to grow by 40 to 42 million. Can you imagine the amount of land that's being just completely paved over and concreted right there in California?
You know, Frosty, it's important for people to realize that certain land is not available for development for whatever reason. Some is mountainous, some is reserved for national, state, and local parks. So what usually is developed is farmland. And the trouble is, that's the very same farmland that grows the vegetables and grows the things that we enjoy eating. For those that eat meat, it also is the place where the cows graze. The problem with that is that as each acre is developed for more and more people, then the availability of the things we need to sustain ourselves is reduced. So pretty soon you get to the point where the carrying capacity limit is reached, and therefore you have to import from other areas, which when things are exciting in the world, like are going on in the other side of the world right now, importing is not often easy. So it's a very, very serious problem.
You know, it truly is. I've read that the United States, with its massive growth of population, and that's 3 million added each year to the United States, and, of course, you take 33 years times the 3 million that we're adding, that's 99, essentially 100 million people. We, of course, are going to continue on this helter-skelter pace with no planning, no roadmap, no idea of where we're going to end up, and no idea what we're going to do when we end up there. Do you have any appreciation for all the listeners across America of what they're going to face or what their families are going to face, whether it's Michigan or whether it's, of course, Maine or California or certainly Florida or Washington or any of the other states, Texas?
Yes, I do, and I don't like Chicken Little things. I don't like to scare people. So what I like to do is settle in on things that can be backed up, and what we'll see is a growing discomfort. By that I mean when things are good and people are getting along with each other, the level of anxiety is low. As things get tighter and tighter, as food costs rise, as you get more and more pollution within the food and in the air that you breathe, the anxiety levels go up. So I'm very, very sorry to say that there will be, in my lifetime, and I'm not young, in my lifetime, excitement that we don't really need.
Totally appreciate it. Growing discomfort, ladies and gentlemen. I think that Don McKee is going to give you some more ideas on that. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Don McKee, and we're talking about the fact that the United States is losing a lot of land and very fast because it's adding 3 million people per year at the bare minimum. We don't know how much more we're adding because a lot of them, they're coming across the borders, and we have no clue, and we don't get to register them, but they are impacting the land. And as anyone knows, and if they've read the series on newswithviews.com or rents.com, that each new person added to the United States uses up 10 times more raw resources and creates that much more pollution. And their ecological footprint, in other words, that which it takes, the amount of land it takes to support them is 12.6 acres. So when you start adding that 100 million people times 12.6 acres, you get one heck of a chunk of land and, of course, a chunk of consequences. You know, Don, I had one gal that wrote me and she says, well, sir, don't you know that Malthus was proven wrong and that he retracted his thesis that overpopulation caused mass starvation and so forth? And, of course, Malthus was right on the money. It was just a matter of the timing. Is it possible that American citizens simply are stuck back in the last century or even the century before that, and that that kind of thinking will doom them to any kind of understanding of what we face today as far as loss of land?
Sure. The way human beings work and the way we think is we base our future projections on our past experience. So when Malthus said it was going to be X, there were slightly more than a billion people on Earth, and now there's 6.6 billion, which changes the ballgame, changes the rules. You know, you mentioned numbers, Frosty, and I know you and I try to be very conservative so that we can't be assailed, we can't be attacked on using high numbers. However, just for a moment, how about considering the possibility that the government might be giving us conservative numbers to try to keep us happy? For example, our government, the U.S. government, tells us that last year, in the year 2006, we had 1 million new legal aliens. However, when you read the fine print, it turns out we had two. For example, President Bush made an exception for 360,000 Chinese engineers and nurses, etc. So it's double what the official number is because of these exceptions. When you take a look at the so-called illegal aliens, and I don't like that word, but it's in the law, so I'll use it. For example, our government told us a total of 1 million so-called illegal aliens entered the country. However, if you just look at the numbers, you'll find that of the 100 million visitors who came here to enjoy our country, 98 million went back, which means two stayed here during 2006. That's 2 million. If you add the 4.5 million that came across the border from the south, from and through Mexico, and almost 2 million that came from and through Canada, and 2 more million that came through our leaky seaports and across our beaches, you suddenly discover that it's more than 10 million, which is five times greater than what our government officially tells us. Now, some of those people do go back. They get homesick and go back. But the residual is something like 7 million. And as you point out, we don't count noses, so we don't really know. But if it's really true that we grow from the outside by approximately 7 million net per year, plus the births that occur in the country, both birth by aliens and birth by citizens, the country is growing at a far more rapid rate than we can assimilate, if that makes sense. The ability of a culture to make changes is limited over time by the ability to deal in small groups. And when the numbers are above 10 million a year and we have some 330 million in the country now, then things get very, very difficult. And that's not to blame anyone. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your saying that, that little two words there, growing discomfort. I find myself in growing discomfort just going down to Denver, Colorado, where it's all concrete and asphalt. And the one lady that wrote me, her name was Miss Ross, and that was her little pen name on the email. She said that Malth had been proven wrong, but I have right here in front of me March 14, 2005 issue of Time magazine, and the writer Jeffrey D. Sachs reported 8 million people die annually because they can't feed themselves, and 35% of them don't have access to clean drinking water. Ladies and gentlemen, that's over 2 billion people out there that don't have access to clean drinking water, and you wonder why. And then the World Health Organization shows us that 10.5 million babies under the age of 10 die of starvation or starvation-related diseases. So if you don't think Malthus was right on the money with his projections, and even Paul Ehrlich, he said that in one particular amount of time was going to be 180 million people died from starvation in his population bomb, and they all said, well, he's wrong. But in fact, he was only a couple of years off. It turned out to be over 200 million. But if you start adding up all these 18 million per year that are dying from starvation, starvation-related diseases, then this is pretty dire. At what point will the United States, as it continues to eat up the land, really come into the great consequences that all these other people are really experiencing right now?
You know, that's a great question. It turns out, and I want to be as polite as I can be, as a culture, we're spoiled. We create much more waste per person than any other culture on the face of the earth.
Right.
We use much more fuel in terms of gasoline and things like that per person than any other culture on the face of the earth. And because it seems to be available in unlimited supply, although the costs are going up, we're spoiled.
Well, we really are spoiled, Don. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with physicist and engineer, world traveler, Don McKee, an expert on population, and has seen a great deal around the world. We'll be right back. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Frosty Wooldridge. We'll see you on the other side of these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And what Don McKee is giving you is just the sobering realities. And those sobering realities he's seen and he's watched and he's certainly recorded over the years. And one of the things, and we have a caller from New York we'll get to here in just a second, but I want to cover this quickly. That ecological footprint, Don, that 12.6 acres per new added person here in the United States of America, it equals approximately 1.2 billion acres of land destroyed nationwide to support that 100 million added to America by 2040. And what we're talking about is the serious destruction of natural habitat, wetlands, farmland, and the web of life. Does anybody ever stun or appreciate the fact that the United States every 10 years creates the extinction, causes the extinction of 2,500 plants and animals here in 48 contiguous states? How long can we continue with that kind of destruction, do you think, from loss of land?
You know, you bring up the subject of selfishness. As we close before the advertisements, we were talking about a culture that's spoiled. A culture that's spoiled becomes naturally selfish. And there doesn't seem to be a universal appreciation, and this is my opinion, universal appreciation of the horrible impacts of the murder, if you will, the extinction of the different things that you just talked about. The dilemma is that our attitude is very narrow. We have blinders on. And as a country, I don't think we're alone. Some of the European countries are the same way. Some of the South American countries are the same way. And we need to change our attitude in order to appreciate the horrible things that we're doing to ourselves and the rest of the world.
I certainly agree. One of the research theses that I did was chapter 34 or 33. It was called The Plague of Plastics. And boy, those plastics, I mean, they're everywhere in the world, and they never go away, and they destroy everything in their paths, whether it's the drift nets that just keep killing for years and years and years, because nature can't break down that plastic, doesn't have a clue, and the plastic, the drift nets, and certainly all of the other aspects of plastic pellets, and they've found plastic in the guts of the sharks, and we kill 100 million sharks per year. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 100 million sharks per year we kill, and that is documented in several places, and I can even send you the documentation. But that's exactly right. And I wonder if this society can get so callous and continue for so long that it doesn't get back to any kind of a sense of responsibility. We have an interesting a caller from New York. Ben, in New York, would you like to talk to and just make a comment or a question of our guest, sir? Oh, I guess we don't have Ben in New York. He was there, and he's not there now. Well, thanks for, if you want, Ben, give a call, because I want to make sure you have a chance to ask a question of our guest. But if not, we'll go on. One of the things that I would like to really stress is there any chance, and of course, Don, you know that I'll be speaking to 270 high school graduates, valedictorians and IB baccalaureate students tomorrow in Denver. Can we educate the young? Can we educate enough idealistic and involved youth and even their parents to start moving toward a more responsible personal action and collective action?
You know, the answer to that question is a resounding yes. It turns out that the motivation right now is coming from those kids. They're asking very, very serious questions and causing folks of my generation to do a double take. The kids are smart, and they realize that they can make a difference, and they are doing their best to make a difference, and I think they deserve a great deal of applause and praise.
You know, I do too, and that's the one thing I like to harness, is that idealism, the creative genius of our children, and the enthusiasm that they bring to life. They're not hardened yet. They are idealistic. They think they can change the world. And amazingly enough, I felt back in 1970 at Michigan State University when I walked in the first, I think it was 1970, April 22nd. Does that about ring a bell? Earth Day? And, boy, I here I am all these years later saying, you know, I can make a difference. We can change this thing. And hopefully there's going to be more and more, as the conditions get worse and worse, that we will actually be able to change this thing and make it for the better. What would you recommend to Americans out there listening tonight, what they can do and how they can do it?
You know, the first place to begin is to begin at home. The average individual is very smart. Some people think they're not. But if they take some time and do some reading and then start looking around from the place where they stand, there are things that can be done. There are things that can be done in groups that are already started. There are things that can be done in groups that have yet to start. And relying on publications like you're very familiar with, Mother Earth News, et cetera, the ideas will come, and the enthusiasm already being there. My experience is that, for example, in the University of Colorado, there are some wonderful groups that are very enthusiastic and doing really great things, and that's typical all over the country. I'm very enthused, pleased, and quite frankly refreshed by the attitude that the younger generation has and the willingness to work and to work hard.
You know, that's exactly correct. That willingness and actually that you want to make a difference, and you want to make it individually, and you want to make it collectively. There's no question that I see that starting to really grow as people see more and more of what you call the growing discomfort. For those of you who have any questions out there, love to have you call in at 1-800-313-9646. 9443. If Ben in New York wants to call again, we'd love to have you ask that question of our guest. And the key here is that each and every one of you might be the next Susan B. Anthony, or you might be the next Thomas Jefferson, or you might be the next Amelia Earhart with ideas that are going to make a difference. John Muir.
Two callers?
I'm not picking them up on my thing here. Let's bring that first caller in with a question of Don McKee, please.
Hello?
We have a caller coming in. Can we hear him?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, you're on connecting to that, sir. You have a question of Don McKee.
Yes, sir. My name is Morris.
Morris?
And you know, it's talking about where you are. And right here in Texas, we had Perry going off to a secret forum in Turkey at the Bilderberg Group. And I was in the Navy, and I see these ships coming over here, and they let out all these organisms from other countries. We have this guy flying around our country with a TB-resistant strain of virus.
Correct.
And the thing that I'm saying to you is that we have to attack where we're at, where you are, is what you were saying earlier. And right now we have Perry violating the Logan Act, and we need to bring him to the grand jury. We need to talk about these things. These are globalists working on destroying this country. And these things are not just something that you see on your street, but there's powers behind. There's things that you don't even see. I'm surprised that this was even on A4 of the Dallas Statesman, even though it has Austin as the source in the article, that we need to attack these situations where we have people selling off our infrastructure, 8,000 miles of Texas roads sold to foreign globalists. But I'm just saying that where the statements that your guest made earlier, where you are, we need to attack these in local areas, and we need to have people calling our legislators and grand juries and district attorneys to fight these situations in our communities where we have people selling off our water rights and roadways and everything that's going on.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and I know Rick Perry down there, the governor of Texas, is certainly not doing much of a job to stop the massive influx of, again, immigrants, illegal ones coming across the border, the Rio Grande there, and I've been down there. I've seen it. I've seen the colonias down there. And really, the real crisis here is that we have to start voting those individuals who are going to make a stand. Now, there's no question that Ron Paul has really made some big action up there in Washington as he's been campaigning for the presidency, and, of course, he's right out of Texas. And so that's what has to happen. It's got to be all of us together in concert and individually making a change. Don, do you have any appreciation for the fact that these globalists either don't understand what they're heaping on the United States with this massive population load, or are they just simply so greedy that they don't care?
You know, I first want to thank Morris. Morris, you're right on. It's clear that your Navy experience has been very useful to you. When the ships come over and do what they do by blowing the ballast, they bring all kinds of problems into the local area. With regard to Governor Perry, I'm sorry to say that there are more than a few Governor Perry-like people who have made some serious mistakes in terms of leadership, and you mentioned grand juries. I love that idea. We can use things like the RICO Act against the people who are misbehaving, and quite frankly, there is a level of leadership that needs to be cleaned out. You're right. He has violated the Logan Act, and he's not the only one. He's in the majority. To me, it's disrespectful for people to think that they can do that and get away with it, and it's guys like you, Morris, that are going to turn that around.
Thank you, Morris. I very appreciate those comments. Next caller, I don't have the name, but if you'll announce yourself and ask that question of Don McKee. Daryl, welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, sir. My name is Earl. I'm calling
Earl
in from Texas.
Thank you, Earl.
Yes, I'd like to ask your a guest a question here. It's relating to the North American Union.
Yes, sir, the North American
Union. The National ID card.
Yes, sir, the ID card.
And down
card
here with the Trans-Texas Corridor. In your opinion, sir, if we put an end to that, do you think it would put a fairly good-sized chunk into the stoppage of the illegal immigration?
You know, that's a fascinating question. I have personally studied that subject, and it's entirely possible that it will make a huge difference, and it's possible that it won't. The dilemma is greed. You know that because you've brought it up. You also know that there are about 100,000 people in Mexico that have 99% of the dollars in Mexico. The same thing applies in the U.S. and in most countries, as a matter of fact. The problem is this. We cannot be an island forever. We must learn to have appropriate, balanced trade back and forth with other nations. However, the situation that you're talking about, the corridor, the investors are almost all Chinese. And so the idea to build ports in Mexico and then build the corridor across the U.S. and connect Mexico, the U.S. and Canada is something being done with perhaps, and I'm not sure, but perhaps motivations that are not in the best interest of the United States. Does that help you?
Yes, it does to a certain degree. We had recently, in the last month and a half, formed a Texas Committee of Safety, and we are having a petition drive throughout the state, and it states that we, the undersigned, petition the state of Texas for the following, and I'll just briefly give you. It's against the North American Union, Trans-Texas Corridor, and the National ID Card. Excuse me, National ID Card. And we're doing fairly good on the petition drive. We're going to do what we can to put an end to this. And on our last sentence down here on the front page of this petition, we state that we demand that these un-American activities cease at once, and we shall endeavor to bring those who are violating our laws to justice. And that's exactly what we want to do, because this is our home, this is our country, and we feel it's been invaded by greed, as you had mentioned, because this is all about the North American Union going into some sort of parliamentary form of government that's going to restrict the American people. And I believe we have been raped since Reconstruction. Now I believe the powers to be are raping the rest of the world and or other parts of the world, and maybe for the next 100 years, and perhaps it will come back this way. I don't know.
Earl, I want to applaud you. That's wonderful. Good for you, for your Texas committee. I love it. And the petition is particularly nice. Would you say that the House of Representatives side of the U.S. Congress in stopping the trucks coming from Mexico has been helpful to you?
Yes, they have stopped it, but I think it's only momentarily.
In other words, you think it's going to start up again?
I'm pretty sure it is. Just like down here in Texas, we have a place called Farmers Branch. I believe it's a little bit northeast of Dallas.
That's correct. I know it well. One of my kids used to live there.
Okay. Well, the people voted, and they did not want this illegal problem. Well, it was overruled by a judge. So I'm sure with the outcry of the people here demanding that no more trucks come through or start to come through, I feel in time it will eventually work its way through again, unless we can put it permanently stopped. And this is what we're trying to look for.
You know, it's interesting. The gentleman that called before you, Morris, who's also in Texas, is on a similar track, although he caught, if you will, Governor Perry violating the Logan Act. As more and more people like you, Earl, and like Morris and others, get smart, then you will have less and less parochial solutions, meaning the Farmers Branch solution was small in scope. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
And the larger in scope it is, the better. If you can use the RICO Act and some of the other anti-gangster things that were used against the mafia and one of the churches in the nation, I believe that the problem lies with the people who are hiring. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, sir.
Now, they're breaking the law. And as a matter of fact, the new bill that Frosty mentioned, the Senate bill, gives amnesty to the people who broke the law to bring all the folks here. My number, I believe, 30 million are here. I think 10 to 12 is a way low number. And I think the greedy employers are at fault.
I agree. And also, the law of the land, our Constitution has been broken. I think it's Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 on treaties.
Right.
And so forth. And also the Bill of Rights of the State of Texas, Section 1, has been broken.
I agree. It has.
Well, in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution has been totally broken, and certainly the President of the United States, a Texan or a Texan transplant, George Bush, is in violation of his oath of office. And so there you see what I've called in my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, Third World Momentum. And that third world momentum essentially is when corruption becomes a mechanism by which a country operates, its people then, of course, enculturate that kind of corruption, and that's what is happening to the United States as we have been allowing the rule of law to be degraded by the president and certainly by the Congress of the United States, and now they're backtracking and covering up and giving an amnesty to overwhelm or override the rule of law. So we're really well on our way toward devolving into a third world country type of lawlessness, if you will.
Earl, you have been very helpful in bringing this piece to our attention, and I want to thank you very much for doing that.
Well, sir, I thank you and applaud both of you gentlemen for all your efforts, and I appreciate your knowledge.
Thank you, Earl. It's a pleasure from Texas.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. Frosty Wildridge, your host for the evening.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We've got a couple of callers, but I'm going to have to pass them up real quick. Thanks for calling Ed in Georgia and certainly Richard from Alabama. If you could call back next week, I'm going to have a Georgian on, hopefully D.A. King. But right now, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we're in the pledge drive. You want to call 800-724-2719, and you can really give a donation via PayPal at www.republicbroadcasting.org or send your donations to Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, via PayPal, www.republicbroadcasting.org or send donations to Snail Mail, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We appreciate your donations, and the pledge drive will allow you to get the best in information and up-to-date what's going on in the world. Certainly, you're not going to get it on the ABC, NBC, CBS, bubblegum organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Don McKee on the loss of land here in the United States as we add 100 million people. Don, you want to just kind of wrap it up here and give everyone appreciation for the what we face in the future as far as loss of land?
I sure will, Frosty. It turns out that the loss of land is directly tied to the growth in population. If we do nothing, meaning if we pass no more immigration bills, but we leave the borders open, we are going to have population growth that is way beyond predictions. My belief is by the year 2020, we'll have 400 million in this country, By the year 2030, we'll have 500 million, which is half a billion. And the dilemma is that for every person that comes in that 150 million or 170 million net, we're going to have to give up many, many acres of land per person. We can't afford it, and we need to turn this around.
We certainly do. And I can use this quote by Lindsey Grant, the author of Too Many People. And I quote, "Sustainable growth is a self-contradictory concept believed and beloved by those who want to continue the same old stands, growth as a solution to all problems. Very few people grasp the simple fact, demographic or economic growth is unsustainable," unquote. Lindsey Graham, author of Too Many People, I've read that book. And Don, you and I, of course, having traveled the world, having seen the sights, but also you having gone to Alaska, boy, we have an extraordinary legacy handed down to us to have this wonderful country and all this space and all this water and all the things we've had. But right now, it is now coming to a very abrupt end when you think about adding 100 million people to this United States within just, 20 years? Maybe at the most 30 years. And, of course, like I say and like you say, with all the under-predictions, this thing is going to get ugly. It's going to be, it's not going to be good. And all of us are going to become victims and or survivors. You're going to come back with me in about a week or so with part four of the series on the next Added 100 Million Americans, and really appreciate your expertise. Ladies and gentlemen, if you care to direct any of your questions to frostywooldridge.com, certainly join numbersusa.com, Alipac, Alipac.us, fairus.org, that's fairus.org. The key here is your action today to prevent the consequences of tomorrow. Once again, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots, top experts from around the country giving you a bird's-eye view of what we face as a country, as a civilization, as communities, and as families. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with this great show next week, hopefully D.A. King from Georgia. And I thank you for joining us, and remember this. Nothing, and I repeat nothing, and no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on it coming. Captain McDonald, the Texas Rangers. Thank you, all of Texas, all across America. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure. Godspeed, God bless, and good night.